A very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. Today is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we're going a little further afield today. Later in the show, I speak to the Spa Parish's own Joan Harmon about adoration. But first, I travelled up to the Mill Street Parish Centre in Cork to see their wonderful biodiversity projects. Mary Murphy, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David.
So you've had a project going on here that's very exciting. Would you like to tell me about it a bit, please?
Mill Street Parish Pastoral Council undertook the project of biodiversity in our parish. Firstly, people on the PPC who would be willing to coordinate the project were identified, and that group got together with others who have an interest in the enhancement of nature and in biodiversity. So it's a community project. JPIC, that is the Justice, Peace and Integrity of Creation Committee, were contacted for further help and advice. And Bernie McCaffrey, who is a pastoral development worker, recommended Rachel Budd, who is a biodiversity consultant, and who would come out to the parish to advise on best practice in the three churches in Mill Street Parish. So Rachel visited the churches in the parish and advised on what would be most suitable and appropriate in the grounds of each of the three churches, that is Ballydaly, Cullen and Mill Street Church. So each church is undertaking short-term and long-term projects as part of the aim of returning 30% of parish grounds to nature by 2030.
Wonderful. And I stopped off at Ballydaly Church. I should probably say we're actually recording this in the Mill Street Parish Centre, and it's lovely. And you have a new initiative you're going to be doing based off of how the church ground currently looks, based on the assessment done by Rachel Budd, which I have to say, if you're going to be a biodiversity expert, you couldn't have a better surname than Budd. But would you like to tell me about what you're going to be doing in the Ballydaly church grounds?
In Our Lady of Lourdes Church in Ballydaly, it's situated on a large green area bordered by a hawthorn hedge. And the recommendation by Rachel is to allow this native hedge grow to grow as high as possible, to flower in the spring, as it is an existing source of food and shelter for pollinators. And the grounds also lend themselves to creating a wildflower area and reducing grass cutting and picking up and taking away the grass cuttings on a 6-week rotation helps to create a short flowering 6-week wildflower lawn. And another action planned is the planting of flowers to attract bees for pollination. And in Ballydaly, one of the long-term plans is to plant pollinator-friendly trees like apple trees, plum and cherry trees. And underneath the fruit trees, bulbs such as crocus, snowdrops and native bluebells will be planted. And it is also envisaged that pollinator-friendly shrubs like blackcurrant and redcurrant bushes will also be planted in the church grounds in Ballydaly.
Oh, wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be a feast of fruit and shrubs and everything.
Hopefully, please God, we're looking forward to it.
Adele Fraser, you're the liturgy expert here in the parish of Mill Street. Could you help us connect this all together, the season of creation, with the liturgical side of things?
Sure. Hello, David, and thank you for coming to our parish to interview us. We are started now into the season of creation 2025, and one of the things we'd like to do in our parish is create awareness around the opening and closing of the season of creation, which takes place from the 1st of September to the 4th of October each year. So in our parish, at the back of the church, we have put a notice board that's going to be ongoing and will bring in any information on a community level that people can read, and they can take note of what's happening, they can take part in the activities and just keep up to speed with the progress that we're making in Mill Street. So the first thing we have at the back of the church is a painting of the logo of the season of creation, and this, it's shaped like a globe and it has a divide down the middle, and on one side you have the destructive side of nature, and on the other, the growth and the fruition of nature. There's an explanation for it beside it. And I suppose it brings together the two parts of our world and ourselves as humans, where we can be destructive, but we can also be co-creators with God, and we can bring great beauty and great awe and wonder to our world, and also help people understand how they can contribute to the beauty that God has given us. There's a lovely prayer for the season of creation there as well. We have a printed QR code which has the message for the day of prayer for creation from Pope Leo XIV. There's a recording also of the Dawn Chorus and some songs in thanksgiving for creation by Mill Street Choir. Around the church, under the stations, we have put up 9 stations called the Via Creationis, and this really brings together the connection between science, scripture and faith and reason, which is of interest to many, but particularly probably young people who live in an age of independence and technology. And this is a new prayer that commemorates the mystery of creation, and it does this by reading the 2 sacred books that God wrote, the book of the scripture and the book of nature, to appreciate the great mystery of God's creation of the cosmos. The leaflets from the Diocese of Kerry, who have shared their information about the goals a parish can make to bring this to fruition in their parish, is nearby, and it really draws attention to using our parish grounds as a haven for pollinators and biodiversity. And each parish in our diocese is hoping to revert 30% of parish lands to biodiversity by the year 2030. So to draw a little more notice, during our liturgy, we have used Pope Leo's Mass of Creation, and we hope to do so again at the end of the season on October the 4th. And we also sing hymns during the Sunday liturgies, and we include the children in these, such as All Things Bright and Beautiful, or Bernard Sexton's lovely music, God Has Given Us the Earth, and the lovely prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. We hope at the end of the season on October the 5th to end with a planting of crocus bulbs by children from the 4 schools in the area. So that would be Mill Street, Ballydaly, Cullen and Clohula. And the priest will bless the flower beds in the front of the church as well. And we hope, the reason for choosing the crocus was, we hope it will flower around the time that the children make their first Holy Communion. And I suppose we really do want to emphasise how we would love for young people to take part in our project. And all people who have an interest in gardening or doing things in their own local area as well. We have appointed someone as well to go to Killorglan Parish Garden event to bring back information and to bring back some of the seeds that I believe are on offer and that we'd be delighted to have a look at. Rachel explained to us that, you know, when you have a plan, very often your plan changes and you have to adapt as you go. And we discovered this as we had plans made when she came, and she explained to us, really, you have to look at what's already there in your native area. And from that, then you allow things to happen. And very often the rough patch of ground is the most fruitful for wildflowers and biodiversity, because it's untouched by man and it can be left to grow at its own pace. So we do have a lovely wall surrounding our church, and there is ivy growing on it, which I believe, again, you don't tear away, you allow it to flourish, and it's a lovely habitat for many insects and creatures. Some people in our parish are interested in the graveyard area as well, and we hope there to, again, allow things to flourish naturally. But as in our churchyard too, we hope to keep going a rota of grass cutting that we have started this summer, which is a 6-week rotation, and it allows the natural wildflowers to grow and to flourish. And some of the flowers that have come through are daisy, buttercup, willow herb and red and white clover. Another project we hope to do is to erect a swift box at the top of our church, and an earth bank for the bees at the rear of the church. And then, as I said, we also hope to plant 2 flower beds on the grass areas as you enter the churchyard.
I've definitely heard of swift boxes before, but I don't think I've heard any parishes talking about an earth bank for bees. Could you tell me a bit about that?
Well, one parishioner in our parish, her family have already done a project, an environmental project, and they saw an opportunity here for us to encourage the bees as pollinators in our church area. And so there's a grassy area, a very small area, but it's to the back of the church where it probably won't be seen by many people. people, but that area will be built up with soil, and it allows the bees to maybe make their home there. And a smaller area beside it will also be earmarked for planting some fruit trees to encourage the bees into the area.
I imagine that's for a breed of subterranean bees, because I know in Kerry, out near Castlemaine, there's a woods where there's a mass rock, and near the mass rock there is subterranean bees, and there's signs up that say they're very friendly, they don't sting, please don't step on them. So I imagine if you're making earth banks, it's for a similar kind of bee.
Well, I would think that sounds correct. I would need to speak to the person in charge of that area, but I believe it is a very fruitful thing to have in your grounds.
And is there any difficulties as well with getting up the swift boxes? Because I understand the swifts, they need them to be incredibly high up.
Yes, one man in the parish is going to approach a group who are going to make the swift boxes. That is as far as we have got, David. It's part of our plan, and you're right, it will be an event when we go to put the swift boxes in. But especially, as you know, the swifts, they don't land, they are constantly moving, so it's very important to place them in a good area.
I've heard a lot about swifts. I didn't know they didn't ever land, so I'm learning new things as we're going along.
Mill Street will hold a prayer service in the style of Taizé in our church in Mill Street, and this will include readings from scripture and prayers, hymns, liturgical songs, silence, prayers of the faithful, and usually a ritual like lighting of a candle before the cross. And again, this is part of our way of including as many people as possible in our prayer for creation.
I saw some signage coming in at the front of the church. Could you tell me about how you created the awareness for this?
Well, we are a parish of three churches, Cullen, Ballydaley and Mill Street, and a lot centres in our church in Mill Street, and we're very conscious to include our neighbours, Cullen and Ballydaley, and to get information out there. One of our ways was to put signage under an already erected sign near the church gate. It's a beautiful sign, it's colourful, it has some natural wildflowers in the background, but in the front it explains to people why we are putting together a lot of this biodiversity information, and it gives the tasks that the three parishes have undertaken to complete in the next year to 5 years.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have such a clear long-term goals for things you can work towards, and I imagine it was very helpful as well for Rachel Budd to point out all the things that you already have that you just need to leave and you don't have to change in any way, like you're saying, the shrubberies and the ivy and things.
Yes, that's right, David.
And I have to say as well, I think the notice board looks very good, and I love the integration of the QR codes where people can scan them and it goes straight to a page or it goes straight to playing music. It's great to see the technology being involved as well on something as old-fashioned as a notice board. It's great to get everybody together with different levels of technology. And I'll play one of the songs off the notice board right now. This is Let There Be Peace by Clara Choir.
Of fear will be
After the break, more from Mill Street.